In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My aim is to raise hopes by pointing the way to abundant life, eternal life. This is the life which God promised long ago, and God does not lie. There is a lot of nervous excitement in the cul-de-sac outside the front of the Demergen household these days, because Nora is learning to rollerblade, but not long ago, she learned to ride her bike out there, and then just recently, one of her friends from church learned how to ride a bike out there. When Nora was learning, I did what fathers have probably done since the invention of the bicycle. In the beginning, when Nora was fearful, I promised a dozen times, that I would not let go. And I didn't. I held her upright by the back of her seat and jogged alongside. Day by day, though, my grip lightened, and soon I just needed like a finger to balance her. And eventually, I wasn't holding on at all, but I was still jogging alongside as usual with a smile. She didn't even notice I'd let go, and by the time that she did, she had learned how to ride a bike. This is how it works for both Nadek and Nora, and I'm sure countless children who take on a new adventure. Parents promise to not let go until letting go is needed so that kids can not only ride, but they can fly. This is also how it's supposed to work for children of God, which we all are, from 9 months to 90 years old. We're called to the greatest of all adventures, which is to explore this mystery of life. Where did we come from? What's our highest purpose in life? And how will we all one day return home? And this mystery of a life well lived, an abundant life, this has always been the main purpose of the scriptures and of the Armenian church. And that all who ask shall receive, all who seek shall find, whoever knocks, the door will be opened. That's the promise, which is highlighted in today's reading and Holy Scriptures as a whole. Isn't Scripture nothing less than thousands of years of God's promise? His old promise, Hin Gedakaran, and his new promise, Nor Gedakaran. That God, if we only ask, God will right the wrongs of the evil in this world, and he gives us abundant life. Like life now, but much more of it, and much greater. Paul says and writes in troubled times in his introduction to the letter today to Titus, Paul says, my aim is to raise hopes by pointing the way to abundant life. This is the life God promised long ago, and God does not lie. God does not lie. So just as in learning to ride a bike, so also in learning to make our way in a dangerous, broken world, the first thing we need is a trustworthy father. And the majority of us, thank God, have had such a father in our lives. But even, God forbid, those who did not. We all have a father above who created us, who loves us, and who keeps us steady every step of the way. That is his promise, and as Paul says, God does not lie. In the Armenian church, we took that phrase from Titus and God's promise extremely seriously, probably because of the troubles we've seen. And we use it like a divine formula, like the execution clause in a contract. And you'll find it in every prayer and every major sacrament of the Armenian church, and it goes something like this, the formula. God, you promised this to your faithful of old. We are faithful now, and you don't lie. And so grant your promise today. It was prayed on your first day that you stepped in church in your baptism, and we prayed it on little Mikey Shanhazari on last Sunday at his baptism. And we said, Lord God, you promised abundant life to those who are born of water and spirit. You don't lie. We believe So grant such life to Michael today. We pray this on your last day in church, in the funeral prayer. We pray, Lord, you said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You don't lie, and we believe. And so grant rest to this your servant and write her name in the book of life. And finally, it's not just birth and it's not just death that we call on God's good promises, but every week in between, on Sunday, in confession and communion. You may have heard today, during confession, we said, God, you said, whatever is forgiven on earth shall be forgiven in heaven. That's confession. And so forgive us. And then, the most astounding promise of God's presence with us in Holy Communion. Be with me always, we pray, and it's on page 45 in your Bhadra books. Be with me always, according to your unfailing promise that whoever eats my body and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. Do you understand this drinking blood and eating body? Nobody understands that. It's beyond human understanding. It's a promise, and we trust. And God doesn't lie. And so we have God's promises for every season and day of our lives. A promise that no matter how hard things get in life, I'm with you. I have my hand on the back of your bike as you learn to stay upright in a topsy-turvy world. I won't let go until you're ready. Yes, you will fall, but that's part of learning, and I'll help you up again. But the question for each of us today is, can you teach an old dog new tricks? Are we simply just too comfortable and too compromised in our little life as we know it that we're unwilling to step out in faith to meet the challenges, to have the adventure? Kids are much better at this. Which is probably one reason why Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven belongs to ones such as these. Nora wants to rollerblade, I think, because she loves life and feels there's more life in rollerblading. Her dad is unlikely to take up rollerblading. And that's my loss. But the loss we incur by not seeking God for the highest calling and greatest adventure of our life is great indeed. Yes, we can get by living a life of our own making. Many people do. But if we do, we miss out on the greatest adventure, the deepest love story that the world has ever known. That our life is a mystery which is wrapped up in God, and only with him will we learn its full significance and meaning. And yes, at first, we must go slowly, and we need his strong hand. We have to humble ourselves and go back sometimes to the classroom and learn the ABCs of faith, the scripture, and worship. And we'll fall many times and fail many times following the example of our Master Jesus Christ, who loves and lives like no one has before or since. Yet with trust and persistence, the day will come that we'll call on God for help and we'll realize that he's already with us, within us. The Father has let go because his Spirit is with us. And we're ready not just to cruise through this life, but to truly fly in this life and unto the next, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.